Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, your open source intelligence for crypto, bringing you the latest on October 21, 2025. Bitcoin and Ethereum are at the center of attention today, leading a broad market decline with Bitcoin dropping just over 3% and Ethereum down nearly 5%. Other major altcoins like BNB, XRP, and Solana also felt the impact, each slipping between 1.8% and 5.5%. This comes amid renewed volatility interests sparked by macroeconomic factors and geopolitical tensions. In key developments, Evernorth, backed by Ripple and partners including Chris Larson and Pantera Capital, is setting its sights on raising over $1 billion to bolster its XRP holdings. This initiative aims to establish the largest institutional XRP treasury, with Ripple executives advising on strategy. At the same time, Bitmain Immersion has continued accumulating ETH, adding over 200,000 tokens last week to surpass 3.2 million ETH on its balance sheet, valued at more than $13 billion. On the regulatory and innovation front, Wyoming is advancing its state-issued FRNT stablecoin by deploying 700,000 tokens across 7 blockchains, each receiving 100,000 tokens, in a multi-chain test that secures funding via U.S. dollars and short-duration treasuries. Regarding trading flows, U.S. Bitcoin ETFs faced outflows of about $946 million last week, especially from U.S.-listed products. Conversely, Ethereum funds attracted $205 million in inflows. New ETF launches for Solana and XRP saw initial inflows of $156 million and $94 million respectively, reflecting a sector rotation toward altcoins. These inflows coincide with a market sentiment shift favoring buy-the-dip strategies, as Bitcoin and Ethereum experienced price recoveries amid overall dips. Significant capital is also flowing into prediction markets, which hit a record weekly volume exceeding $2 billion. Polymarket reclaimed its lead from Kalshi after 8 weeks, helped by sports betting generating over $414 million in volume, while political markets accounted for $323 million ahead of November's elections. Both platforms have secured major financing rounds, with Kalshi raising $300 million at a $5 billion valuation, and Polymarket securing $2 billion from ICE, pushing its valuation to $9 billion. These figures underscore mounting institutional interest. Market risks remain present, highlighted by the volatile price swings we've seen recently. Bitcoin's drop of over 3% and Ethereum's fall near 5% within a single day signal that stability is not yet guaranteed. Regulatory delays with Wyoming's FRNT stablecoin rollout also remind investors of ongoing legal uncertainties. Among notable corporate moves, Coinbase spent $25 million acquiring the UP-only NFT to revive the popular crypto podcast, aiming to boost community engagement despite exchange technical challenges. Michael Saylor's strategy is inching closer to 700,000 Bitcoin on its books, currently needing just under 60,000 more BTC. Meanwhile, Gemini launched a Solana credit card offering automatic staking rewards with yields up to 6.77%, following its successful XRP credit card. Social metrics for XRP surged in October, driven by Ripple's billion-dollar XRP treasury announcement and its push into the vast corporate treasury payments sector. While initial excitement has cooled, data show a stable level of interest. Looking ahead, keep an eye on Bitcoin's ability to hold above the $109,000 level and watch Ethereum's response to recent inflows. The evolving institutional interest, especially via ETF inflows and treasury accumulations, will be a key market driver in coming weeks. The rollout of multi-chain stablecoins and new financial products may offer diversification opportunities amid current uncertainty. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.